Today is Friday, March 1st, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is sponsored by Amazon Publishing. Don't miss Blaze, a fierce new collection of short stories about unstoppable women igniting change and breaking through barriers throughout the decades. Celebrate Women's History Month with these inspiring tales from New York Times bestselling historical fiction authors. Read and listen to all 7 short stories free with Prime and Kindle Unlimited. We begin today with news out of Congress, starting with Mitch McConnell's announcement that he will be stepping down from his leadership role in November. Now, Senator John Cornyn, who has spent the past 6 years as second to McConnell in leadership, has announced that he will be running to replace McConnell as the Republican Senate leader. His Republican colleagues will vote on that in November. And I will editorialize that it can definitely get worse than Cornyn, who is not a moderate at all, but he was at least a participant in negotiating Congress's gun safety bill last year, as well as the CHIPS and Science Act to fund tech development. These two moves earned him the label of, quote, anti-Trump, anti-gun from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And if you're functioning on an enemy of my enemy is my friend level, this might be your guy. Also in the Senate yesterday, Republicans were led by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in blocking a bill that had just been proposed by Democrat Tammy Duckworth, which sought to protect access to IVF following Alabama's state Supreme Court ruling. Senator Duckworth's bill would have established a federal right to IVF treatments, while Senator Hyde-Smith defended the Alabama ruling that embryos are children, while also saying, quote, I support the ability for mothers and fathers to have total access to IVF and bring new life in the world. I also believe human life should be protected, end quote. Does she know what IVF is? Or does this dumb bitch need someone to tell her that it's not an acronym for I'm very feeble-minded? Over in the House of Representatives, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin testified yesterday to the House Armed Services Committee about his health issues in December and why he did not inform the administration that he was undergoing prostate cancer surgery. Seems like he and Prince Charles would have something to talk about. Secretary Austin admitted that he, quote, did not handle it right, but clarified that there was never a break in command, though they messed up in not notifying senior leaders, like, say, the president. Which brings us to President Joe, who signed an executive order this week with the goal of protecting the personal data of Americans, including our biometrics, finances, geolocations, and health records, from being accessed or weaponized by, quote, countries of concern, specifically Russia or China. The executive order provides authority to the DOJ and other federal agencies to take action to protect the large-scale transfer of Americans' personal data without limiting legitimate commerce around data. In the same vein, the Biden administration also announced that they will be investigating how Chinese-manufactured smart cars may pose a data security risk to their American drivers. To get more specific, intelligence officials are concerned that certain features, including driver's assistance, could be used to spy on Americans or to implement cyber attacks, with Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling them essentially, quote, smartphones on wheels. In other words, they can pose a national security risk the way any internet-connected device could. Just remind me for a second, who is that 81-year-old running circles around the rest of the government on his internet savvy again? Time for a quick scary weather report out of Texas today. So far, at least 1 million acres of forest have been burned in what is now Texas's largest wildfire in history. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, the wildfire that's raging in Texas's panhandle is bigger than the size of Rhode Island and is only 3% contained as of this recording. This weekend's weather conditions are also ripe for new fires to spread, as they have already begun to reach into Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, which is definitely going to spread the fire more quickly. For our final story, France has officially voted to enshrine abortion into its constitution, making them the first country to do so in the world. Abortion has been legal in France since 1974. Please don't rub it in. But the United States' Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade sparked the French to make sure that that never happens to them. Fine, maybe they're right. Maybe they are just better than everyone else. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our sponsor, Amazon Publishing. Be sure to read and listen to all 7 short stories in their Blaze collection, free with Prime and Kindle Unlimited. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.